This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury in Georgetown continues deliberations today in the trial of Andrew Buen, the former sheriff's deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Prosecutors say Buen made all kinds of critical mistakes on the scene when communicating with Glass. He escalated when it was unnecessary, and he used force when Glass wasn't posing a threat to anyone. Defense attorneys say Buen was trying to determine whether Glass was driving under the influence, and he was responding to the fact he had a knife in his car, which they say posed a potential threat to other law enforcement officers on the scene. Glass had told law enforcement about the knife when he called 911 for help after crashing his car on a mountain road. Buen is charged with second-degree murder and a couple of misdemeanors. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A verdict in that case could come down any time, and there's more from the case in about 20 minutes this morning. Hospitals that have been cut off by a bridge closure on U.S. Highway 50 are getting the supplies they need, but Gunnison Valley Health spokesperson Joelle Ashley says the closure has delayed deliveries and patient transfers.
We have a lot of critical supplies that were coming to us from the West. So we've spent a lot of time working with vendors to make sure we're still getting chemotherapy drugs and clean linens and oxygen and those kinds of things that are critical to the operations of the hospital.
There's still no timetable for when the bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir will reopen. The state has declared a disaster emergency in that bridge shutdown. That move clears the way for local officials to ask for federal funds to repair the bridge. It also streamlines coordination between state agencies. Travel between Gunnison and Montrose has been rerouted for nearly a week after inspectors found a large crack in the bridge. New radar and camera systems to catch speeders in Colorado Springs are likely on the way. The Springs City Council has given initial approval to the plan. The police department plans to outfit two cars with the equipment which can track multiple vehicles at the same time. The system would be used near parks and schools. Tickets would be delivered in the mail. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.